Yeah, doctor, doctor, it's Robert Palmer with a bad case of loving you. For the love of music, you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. And, well, if you happen to have a bad case of loving you, lucky for you, there is a doctor in the house with me right now. And we're getting into a special medical moment, a little medical chat on a Tuesday. Why not? It's creeping closer to 9 o'clock. You're on The Morning Show with me, Mike, in the morning. And the doctor in the house is Dr. Mandaliso Piri, who joins me for a special chat about, well, you know, a lot of goals have been set, a lot of New Year's resolutions have been made, maybe they're already slipping, but if you are still trying to get your weight loss goals ticked off in 2026, well, Dr. Piri has got some food for thought, shall we say, some advice on a medically supervised approach. Dr. Piri, welcome to Radio Life and Style. It's great to have you on The Morning Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Mike. Thanks. And yourself?
Oh, man. I like to talk to smart people. I like to talk to people with a informed opinion on things. And when it comes to matters of weight loss, with a sort of medical, a modern medical approach, I'm really interested to find out your opinion on you know, what people get wrong. Because most people think weight loss is just about eating less and moving more, you know, that kind of equation. Yeah. But what do you see daily in your practice, and why is that thinking outdated?
That thinking is very outdated because there's so many other factors, you know, that you have to take into account. And we're talking about hormones, you understand? And another thing is the quality of your sleep and also stress. That can actually add on to the weight. So you can eat right, still gym quite right. But if your hormones are imbalanced, you're not getting enough sleep. So let's say you're sleeping like an average of 4 hours or 5 hours. And that's what we mostly sleep as working adults.
Not ideal.
Right? Not ideal. I know we have to hustle and do a lot of things. But yeah, it's just not enough. We need our 7 hours. And once we're not sleeping enough, the body just accumulates that cortisol and we're stressed and we keeping that weight.
Ha! So if you didn't know, now you do. There's a first life hack for you to try and to tweak the quality of your sleep. And you're getting it from a medical doctor here, Dr. Mandaliso Piri. If you're just hearing his name for the first time, Dr. Piri, for listeners who are meeting you virtually on radio for the first time, give us a little info. Who are you and what do you do? Where do you practice?
Okay, yeah, as he said, my name is Mandaliso Piri. I'm from Northwest. That's a province very far from KZN. I'm from a very small town called Mafeking. I studied medicine in Cuba, and then I did my internship in PE.
Wow.
And then I moved to Rustenburg, did my comserve years there, actually just 1 year, and then I moved to KZN. And
hey, we're lucky to have you.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be here, actually. And yeah, I fell in love with medicine. I think during, you know, practicing it, and it's been one of those experiences where I kind of saw the gaps, and once I identified those gaps, I was like, okay, I know what I want to do, and it's health. Mm. And I don't mean in the sense of just health as in just being a doctor. I mean, how can we merge fitness?
I got you. And, yes. And when you look at your sort of your current approach, I mean, you're a medical doctor, but your work today looks very different from the traditional hospital setting.
Yes.
Was there a particular aha moment that led you down that path?
I don't think it was a aha moment per se. I always knew that I was passionate about fitness, you know. Even before becoming a doctor, I used to do a bit of personal training. So I used to help people lose weight, try to get them on track in terms of gym. But I knew that I wanted to do my own thing. So then when I decided to do my own thing, I was like, okay, what can I go with? And it was, how can we merge medicine with fitness? And then that's how I ended up here.
So that's your special sort of your niche area of where those worlds overlap.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And what problem do people most commonly come to you for help with?
Right. So the most common problem is weight loss. So I mean,
here we are.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of the associated stuff. Right?
Exactly. I mean, the most common it's belly fat, they'll come in like, oh, doc, I want to lose this midsection area. How can I do that? And some people would come with, you know, chronic conditions like your hypertension and your diabetes. And then from there, I take them through, you know, the process of how we can get it done. And it's always about analyzing the lifestyle. That's one thing I start with.
So getting to understand your patient and
exactly
the intricacies of their particular life and lifestyle.
Exactly.
And why do so many disciplined, motivated people still struggle with stubborn belly fat, you know, low energy, slow results? What is the sort of common lifestyle thread that you find?
So the thing is, I mean, when you say disciplined people, I like that because they get frustrated quite a lot because they count like, oh, doc, I do this right. I do that, this and that, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing any changes. And the thing is, this is where the medical part comes in because sometimes there's a underlying medical condition or sometimes some things are off balance, like your hormones, your electrolytes, your iron levels could be on the lower side. So you could be feeling quite fatigued. And I mean, you could be all foggy and not concentrating. So that's where now doing blood tests, understanding what the underlying cause could possibly be, you know.
You need to dig deeper.
Exactly.
And what's the biggest misconception that you hear about medical weight loss?
The biggest misconception, I think it's around the drugs. It is seen as cheating, you understand?
You're talking about this sort of new class of drugs that in the last couple of years have exploded in popularity, the sort of Ozempics and the other brands that inhabit that space. What are they called? GLP-1s?
Yes, GLP-1s. Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
So they're seen as a cheat code, but honestly, we have to understand that obesity is a chronic condition, and they actually made these drugs to help people treat this condition. And it is for very specific people. And of course, there are drugs that are approved and others that are not yet approved. But the biggest misconception, as I say, it is that people think that it is cheating, but it's not, honestly.
If you're hearing this conversation, if you're just catching the middle of it, I'm chatting to Dr. Mandaliso Piri, based here in Balito, a medical doctor and medically supervised weight loss is what we're diving into here. Doc, how is medically supervised weight loss different from what people see promoted often on social media?
Okay. So a medically supervised weight loss program would go in a way that we start by, number one, you know, taking an assessment, understanding your lifestyle, trying to check the root cause, what are the issues that you could be dealing with. And it's also about the psychology of, you know, because there's a lot to us as human beings. It's not just that you have a lot going on in terms of your lifestyle. There's also mental issues that you could be dealing with that could also be affecting your weight loss goals.
For sure.
So we need to go through that and understand the underlying causes first and then take it from there. And what the internet out there or the world out there is mostly selling is just injections.
Yeah.
You just come through to the doctor, get your injection, and leave. But this is a program where you are guided over a course of 6 months or even up to a year because we want you to change your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So as you are going through the program, I'm teaching you what you should eat right. I'm involving the dietitian if I need to. I'm involving a psychologist if I need to as well.
Wow.
Because there's so many things that we need to sort out.
Because
when you don't exit the program per se, you actually learn and then adapt. And then from there, you come back and then we have a post-program life plan.
That's
to know
great.
That, okay, from everything that I've learned, how can I now apply it so that, number one, I don't regain the weight and I change my life.
Yeah.
Because this is not just about losing weight. It's really about improving the quality of your life,
yeah.
Moving more. I mean, you want to age really well. And that's what I really put in the front for my patients. They should understand that this is not a shortcut, and I don't do that.
Yeah, it's designed to be a sustainable, like a new chapter in your
exactly.
life, right?
Exactly. You're changing. You're leaving the old you in the past, and you're moving forward.
I think this holistic, long-term, big-picture approach makes so much sense. And if someone has failed multiple diets before, why does a medical approach change the outcome, shift the paradigm?
Okay. So with a medical program or a medical weight loss program, what it'll do is, as I said previously, it would identify the underlying cause. And there's so many methods you can use. I mean, besides just blood tests, we can go even do a genetic test. So that is something that you actually, it's a DNA sample that is taken.
Wow.
You swab the inside of your cheek, mm-hmm. and then you send it away to the lab. And the information that comes, or as a report, is that it tells you which food is good for you based on your metabolism. So you'd know exactly what to eat, what would help you lose weight or actually gain. And you would know in terms of your caffeine sensitivity, exercise endurance, even the diseases that you could possibly be at risk of, like your cancers and also your chronic conditions like your diabetes and hypertension. Wow. So we can actually take a deeper dive. So even if you've been stuck, you don't lose hope. Because until we go deep and find out what's going on underneath the boot,
yeah,
then we
that's when you really start to shine a light on what could be holding you back.
Exactly,
those mystery factors.
Exactly.
How does someone know when it's time to stop guessing and actually get medical guidance? Like, what is the final straw, would you say?
I'd say if you've tried multiple methods already, then you're there. And if you want to change your life for good, you're already there. And if you're just about knowing exactly what to do and you don't want to waste time, then this is for you.
Yeah.
And if you're serious about changing your life long term, then definitely.
Boom. If you're listening to this, if you're nodding, if you're thinking, that's me, this feels like you're describing me, what's the first step that listener should take towards this journey?
First of all, is find me.
There you go.
No, but besides that, I think the first step is just understanding where you are at, and also understanding that it's going to take some time.
Yeah,
you know, and be patient with yourself. And I mean, there's just not. I'm not the only one who's doing this. There are other professionals in the field. And if you have a trusted professional who can take you through the program step by step, not just give you injections, then you can definitely go ahead and see them. But otherwise, if you are ready and you are on Balito or anywhere in Durban, then you can find me in Balito Odyssey Medical Center.
Odyssey Medical Center, centrally located in Balito. Dr. Mandaliso Piri is the man I'm talking to right now. And of course, you can find him online as well.
Exactly.
In fact, you can find him on the Balito Connect directory, where all the best people in Balito are found. Doc, what simple health check or assessment do you wish more people would do before starting yet another diet?
That is a good question.
I know.
Yeah, I'd say firstly, especially depending on your age as well, if you're like over 40, I'd say check your hormone panels. So check your thyroid hormones, your testosterone if you're male, check your cortisol levels. You understand? Because knowing these factors will definitely guide you whether there is a metabolic issue that you need to deal with first.
Yeah.
Or you can just go ahead and start training. So okay. I would definitely recommend checking your hormones for anyone, either male or female.
It's going to definitely dictate the direction of your plan of action.
Exactly.
Wow. And if you could leave our listeners with one truth about weight loss and health in 2026, Doc, what would it be?
I'd say there are no shortcuts.
Aha.
Yeah. And if there is, you're going to pay for it.
Well, we'll leave it there for now, but I'm hoping that we can have another catch-up chat talking health and wellness in the not-too-distant future. My special guest, Dr. Mandaliso Piri, based here in Balito at Odyssey Medical Center, and just Google him or ChatGPT, search that name, Dr. Mandaliso Piri. And Doc, thanks for giving us your medical perspective on weight loss, the modern holistic approach, and some serious food for thought at the start of a new year, with a lot of folks, I'm sure, chasing health and weight goals in 2026. I've certainly come away from this with some fresh thinking, and I'm looking forward to catching up again for another medical chat on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
No, definitely we'll be catching up again. It was an honor being here, Mike.
Hey.
You're a great host. But I've got asking all the right questions.
And I've got a good guest. It makes it easy.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mike.
Thanks, Dr. Piri. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And right now, back to the music. Yes, Pharrell Williams and Miley Cyrus looking for a doctor. Hey, I've got one for you guys.